Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Today, we're talking about preparedness, being prepared. Sometimes when you're going about your daily life and you're trying to do this career thing, and whether it be corporate career or you're trying to be an entrepreneur, whatever it is you're trying to do and the goals that you're trying to accomplish, you're thinking about it, you're talking about it with friends and family, you are just constantly immersed in what it is you want to do. You've gone to school for it, maybe. So that means you have the education behind you. You have all these things that are pointing you in the direction of what you want to do. But then an opportunity comes. Great opportunity. Wonderful opportunity. You are excited. You couldn't be more excited. You feel like this is it. This is the time. Then something happens where you are requested to do something, or you were requested to send something, or there is something that should follow in turn with this opportunity, and you're not prepared. Worst position to be in. So we're talking about being prepared, because being prepared is half the battle in your success. If there's something that you know you want and you've been dreaming about, and you think you're working toward it, and every day you're doing the best that you can, make sure you are prepared for the larger opportunities that you envision and that you have in mind and that you're striving toward. If you're not prepared for these opportunities and you're not preparing yourself, if the opportunity comes, you're gonna waste it. It's going to be a wasted opportunity on you because you're not going to be ready for it. And people don't just give you second chances. Unfortunately, that's not the world that we live in. They don't say, oh, well, it looks to me like you're not prepared right now, but we'll try you back in a month and see if you're ready for us. That's not the way it's gonna happen. They're gonna look at you and say, wow, you're not prepared. We really thought you were a great choice, but it seems to us that maybe we messed up in our decision making. Maybe we need to go with someone else. Maybe we need to try something else. Let's say you have a perfect opportunity to be on the radio. You meet the program director by a chance meeting, and you are able to give them your elevator pitch, which we've discussed before, and you sell yourself perfectly and everything's going good. And then he says, send me some of your material. Let me hear what you've done on air, and you don't have it ready. That is a case of not being prepared. He is not going to wait. He or she is not going to wait a week, a day even, a few hours even, for you to get that material to him or her. That needs to be ready at your fingertips, able to send, because you never know when you're going to encounter these opportunities, and you never know when it can happen again. You want to make sure that you're prepared with whatever materials you need to send and deliver with corresponding to the industry that you work in and the work that you do. It's so crucial. I posted something on Instagram that says, success is intentional. And I truly believe that. A part of it is, yes, you may be blessed with a certain situation. Yes, you may have worked hard, but the intent is there for you to be blessed. The intent is there for you to work hard and for that to amount to something. You're not doing it haphazardly. You're doing it because you are expecting certain results. You are working in expectation. So your success is intentional. When you look around at those people around you and you're wondering how do they do it, it goes back to something we talked about before. Go and research them. Pay attention to how they did it. I'm almost sure it was not an accident. If you head over to switchpivotorquit.com, you will see that Pick My Brain sessions are now available with me, your chief encourager, Ayana Angel. They are one-on-one 60-minute sessions that are a hybrid of consulting and coaching. That is where you will get the best out of me. We can talk everything from digital marketing to podcast development to podcast growth, social media strategy, book publishing, marketing and promotions,
DIY publicity, pitching, planning, execution, anything that you are thinking, hey, I could really use somebody to bounce these ideas off of and some expert advice in terms of what direction I should go in, what would potentially work, what might not work. I have an idea, but I'm not really sure about how it will pan out. Go ahead and book your 60-minute Pick My Brain session with me now. If you've made it this far and you like what you've heard, share if you care. That was corny, right? But anyway, I'd be super grateful on the real if you'd subscribe on iTunes and if you'd rate us. Definitely would also appreciate you telling a friend. Thanks for hanging out with us, and as always, keep killing it.